The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a great result at SAP Center at San Jose. Final score, the San Jose Sharks 3, the Chicago Blackhawks 2, in front of a crowd of 16,204 fans. In the first period, Chicago came out with energy. They outshot the Sharks 7-6, pretty much a goaltending duel in the early stages of the game between Alex Nedeljkovic of the Sharks and Spencer Knight on the other side for Chicago. But the Sharks were a little less organized than they would have liked to have been in the first period, and things got a little loosey-goosey at times. And at 9:01 of the first period, a noted Shark killer, a former Shark himself, Ryan Donato, would put the Blackhawks in front. It's Donato, near sideboards. Stick handles with the puck, crisscrosses with Nazar. Gives it to Frank Nazar. On the left halfboards, throws it across the rink. And now stick handling with it, it's Bedard. Wheeling around to the offensive zone against Graf. Moving down low, throwing it to the slot. Good job by Delandry to get a stick on it on the play in front. Now the play comes in front, they score! Nazar shoots the puck, it went off of Nedeljkovic, and right there in front of the net, it's Ryan Donato, and it's 1-0 Chicago. One little bit of a lesson that every young coach gives to every young player is keep your stick on the ice. And Ryan Donato had a stick on the ice right there. Rebound right to him. He snapped it in. 15th goal of the season for Donato and his fifth point against the Sharks this year. Time of the goal, 9:01 of the first period. Frank Nazar and Connor Bedard assisted. So with that assist, Connor Bedard now has 200 points in his young NHL career. But the Sharks would hold that back and get back their game in the second period as William Eklund along with Alex Wenberg and Kiefer Sherwood were a huge part of that second frame. A great defensive play resulted in this breakaway by Eklund to tie the score. Here's Bedard moving into the Shark zone. Throws it off to the left side. Wyatt Kaiser tried to dish it off, but it's poked away. And here comes Eklund. He's got a breakaway as he races down the middle of the ice. He shoots. He scores! William Eklund with a tremendous burst of speed up the middle and a very anticipatory defensive play. Cut into the zone all by himself as he pulled away from the Blackhawks back checkers and he beats Spencer Knight to tie this game 1-1 at 6:57 of the second period. That was a spectacular goal by William Eklund, his 14th goal of the season. It was unassisted, and it was kind of an interesting play to analyze, Jamal, because Connor Bedard had two choices, and he tried to push Wyatt Kaiser, who was closer to Eklund, to catch him, but William Eklund just turned on the afterburners and skated away with it.
Yeah, good on him, because it was a great play that started in the defensive zone just inside the blue line where Macklin and Eklund did a good job of pressuring up top and creating a turnover. And then off to the races, Eklund went. And what I loved about it is he pushed the puck to an area and then got on his horse and started skating. And then when he got close to goal, no time to make a deke. He made the decision early on he was going to shoot and kind of disguised it and shot a quick five-hole. And a really good shot by him to beat the goaltender, Spencer Knight, to the five-hole.
There were some big saves in this game, and one of them happened after the Sharks tied the game 1-1 when Connor Bedard had a big chance on Alex Nedeljkovic. Bedard puts on the brakes, waits for help, gets it from Del Mastro, who shoots toward the net. That's blocked by a stick in front. A backhand chance right on goal on the rebound by Bedard. That's a big save by Nedeljkovic. Huge save just a little bit more than halfway through the game. And then on the other side of the ice, it was Spencer Knight saving it save for save against Nedeljkovic with this stop on Macklin Celebrini. Behind the goal line, here's Ferraro. Flicks to Smith. Across the ice, Celebrini's got room. A 2-on-1 developing with Graf. Here's Celebrini moving in, holding it, shooting it, and the save made by Spencer Knight. Macklin Celebrini faked that pass over. He was looking at Colin Graf, and at the last second, he slid it toward the net, and a good stop by Knight. Spencer Knight would continue his solid goaltending against Macklin Celebrini, this time off a one-timer to keep the score 1-1 with 6:17 to go in the second period. Celebrini on the far board skates away from trouble and cuts back behind his own cage and then sends a long pass ahead to Colin Graff, who's already on the play across the line. Graff turns away, back to a man on the right wing side. Orloff in deep in front. Celebrini, one-time shot. Great save made by Spencer Knight off Macklin Celebrini on a tic-tac-toe set of passes that was a brilliant scoring chance for San Jose. Brilliant chance, but a brilliant save by Spencer Knight. The score stayed tied 1-1, and we got down to the final 5 minutes of period number two. And at 14:55 of that frame, it would be Kiefer Sherwood on the Wenberg line, finishing off a brilliant sequence. In the offensive zone, Eklund in front, shot, score! Kiefer Sherwood from William Eklund, a one-time shot that was brilliant. It whistles by Spencer Knight, and the Sharks take the 2-1 lead with 5:05 to go in the second. What a great goal by Kiefer Sherwood. 22nd of the year for him at 14:55 of the second period, putting the Sharks in the lead 2-1 for the first time in the game. William Eklund got the assist along with Alex Wenberg, who won the faceoff. That was one of the key parts of that play. But Eklund, with a little extra time there, was able to poke the puck out to a spot where Sherwood could shoot.
Yeah, you know what? It's a, you know, he talked about it in his interview, is that quiet area. It's really difficult for the strong side winger to defend the defenseman, and then the weak side winger, he doesn't want to go over all the way over there. So there's a little quiet spot, I call it the triangle there in the top of the circle, where you can find an area to shoot it from, and just a brilliant play to get that puck to him quickly, and he just wired it to the far side.
Big goal for the Sharks at that point. It was 2-1 San Jose at the end of the second period. Will Smith came out with Colin Graff and Macklin Celebrini looking awfully determined to begin the third. The Blackhawks were down by one, and they were pushing as hard as they could, but Will Smith would finish off the prettiest play of the night at 3:28 to make it 3-1. Celebrini races back into the offensive zone, turns away from a check, waits for some help, throws side of the net, Graff in front, quick shot, Will Smith, he scores! Celebrini delayed for a couple of seconds, got it to Graff, and then right out in front of the net. Wow, what a job. Will Smith makes it 3-1 Sharks. What a goal by Will Smith, his 23rd goal of the season, the 100th point of his National Hockey League career. Colin Graff, a brilliant behind-the-back pass, getting the primary assist, but Macklin Celebrini getting the assist, his 107th point of this season. A brilliant play because he circled to buy himself a little more time, and it also created more space.
Yeah, and he just dares you. He's one of those very rare players that enters with possession, dares you to come force him, and he's kind of making plays from the wall and does a nice job of getting that puck. But this play does not happen without the really heads-up play of Colin Graff to go to the net to present his stick, and then he knew exactly what he wanted to do when he got it.
So it was 3-1 Sharks at that point, 3:28 into the third period. But the Blackhawks would really put on a hard push in the third. They'd end up outshooting the Sharks 10-5 in that 20-minute span and 29-23 for the game. Going on the power play after the Sharks' Barkley Goodrow took a tripping call at 4:21, the Blackhawks got their five-man all-forward power play unit on the ice, and Frank Nazar would get his 15th goal of the season at 6:09. Frondell down low now, taken by Bertuzzi. Back to Frondell to the middle turbine, and Nazar score! Frank Nazar has a bullet of a shot, and the Blackhawks get it to the bump man in the middle, Teravine, and he didn't waste any time, poked it over, and Nazar, the right-handed shooting player on the left side, knocks it in to make it 3-2. That is a power play goal for Frank Nazar. Now, Teravine has played 823 games in his NHL career, and you know he knows what he's doing when the puck is coming to him. He already knew he was going to pass it over to Nazar.
Yeah, you know what? That's the challenge when you're defending against an all-five-forward power play as they have with the Blackhawks, and they held on the pucks, they draw you in and making that great pass, brilliant play, and Nazar does the rest with a great shot just over the pad.
All right, so that made the score of the Sharks 3, the Blackhawks 2. There was 13 minutes and 51 seconds remaining in the third period, and the Blackhawks, as you heard, continued to press. But the Sharks would play solid defense. They would delay the opportunity. They would kill the clock a little bit. They would get some chances of their own, too, but Spencer Knight would stop them all for Chicago. Late in the third, though, a near miscue resulted in a near disaster, but there was Alex Nedeljkovic to shut the door for San Jose. And Chicago is able to push it down the ice. That's not going to be icing, as Orloff is back to retrieve for San Jose. Oh, no, he gave it away. Here comes Fondale moving in, shoots. Great stop by Nedeljkovic. An amazing save, and Orloff turnover. Fondale, an opportunity to tie the game with 1:19 left, and Alex Nedeljkovic comes up gigantically for San Jose Sharks hockey. What a stop that was in an unfortunate moment for veteran Dmitry Orloff, but no harm, no foul, so to speak, because Nedeljkovic shut the door completely, and Anton Frondell, all he could do was shake his head after that save.
Yeah, it was just a really hard shot, and I couldn't believe that Nedeljkovic stood his ground and made a great glove save at a critical moment.
Right now, a very valuable member of the hockey team is joining us in our Sharks post-game program. Kiefer Sherwood was all over the place in many different ways on the ice, scored a gorgeous goal in the second period to put the Sharks in front for the first time with his 22nd of the year, and he is our guest with Jamal.
Kiefer, I thought your line had a good night, and especially after what would probably be considered a tough start to the game. You guys took over in that second period as example of the two goals, but talk a little bit about your goal. I love that you were able to find that quiet ice after that one face-off from Wennberg.
Yeah, it's something we talked about before the game, is just trying to find that honey hole. You know, obviously it's a hard spot to cover for the D, and you know, everyone's puck watching a lot of times, so if you can just try to find a guy open there, it's usually a pretty great chance. And yeah, it was a great pass, and was able to get open, and it's nice to see it go in.
And talk a little bit about Ned, massive saves, particularly that I could think of. The Frondell save after the turnover was massive, but then another one where there was a net front scramble when they had a 6-on-5. He made another 10-beller right in the front of the net. Guys all over him. Talk about what he's meant to your group and a huge win for him tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's great. You know, like we've been saying it all year, you know, our goalies, when they give us a chance to win, you know, it's electric, and we feed off of them. And you see his effort, you know, to the whistle right there is remarkable. He was fighting from puck drop tonight. So, you know, we'll continue to build and continue to pull the rope together. And, it's a nice character win.
And what does it say about your group and your team able to come back and in a comeback fashion and find a way to take over the game from the second period on?
Yeah, we've been a resilient group here as of late. You know, we've had some electrifying wins there late, you know, during our streak, and obviously had a reset after the disappointing one against Nashville, but we continue to believe and work and take it one game at a time. But you know, whether we get down early, late, it doesn't matter. We're going to continue to work and give ourselves a chance as best we can. And you know, it's good character building right now. You know, a lot of lessons for us, and we'll continue to push the pace here.
Well, congrats on tonight. You guys had a great night, and good luck down the stretch.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Jamal, that's for you. 22, baby.
Final score tonight, the San Jose Sharks 3, the Chicago Blackhawks 2. And the Sharks up their record now to 37-32-7 for 81 points. That is a big, big win to get San Jose back on the winning track. Alex Nedeljkovic, a 16th win of his season, making a total of 27 saves in the contest, including 12 in the second period and 9 in the third. On the other side of the ice, the Blackhawks fall back to 28-36-14. They still have 70 points. And they lose their 20th game in regulation on the road this season. Jeff Blashill's team definitely improved, definitely on the right direction path, but they definitely have a little more ways to go than where the Sharks are at this point in the campaign and their history. Once again, the final score, the San Jose Sharks 3, the Chicago Blackhawks 2. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.